At the time I tour Wild Heavens Brewery near Avondale Estates, the canning machine is in full swing. It takes a big crate of empty yellow cans and sends them one by one down a conveyor belt, where four big tubes fill them with beer. Nick Purdy is the brewery's president.
Right here at the end is kind of the cool part where the lid gets seamed onto the top of the can. The can's wide open as it's going through. You can see the lid sliding down and dropping on.
Wild Heaven can only sell its cans through a distributor or as part of a tour. And even then, visitors can only drink up to 32 ounces and can't bring more than a six-pack home. Purdy says that's been frustrating.
This is emergency drinking beer, our most popular beer, and people want to take home a case of it, and people haven't been able to do that. And if they come in from out of state, they're all just baffled and confused. Not a good look for Georgia.
Purdy's relieved that look could change now that state lawmakers passed a bill eliminating the tour restriction and allowing people to bring home as many as 24 cans. Before the change, Wild Heaven thought about growing its business in another state.
When we look at a place like Tennessee or North Carolina and see the things that we would be able to do in a facility there, it was getting hard in our minds to justify doing this again in Georgia, but now we can.
He says they plan to open a new location on the western end of the Beltline, right next to where another company, Monday Night Brewing, is expanding. The Georgia Craft Brewers Guild says expect new breweries to open up too, since it'll be easier to make money. If Governor Deal signs the bill, the law would go into effect September, and Georgia would be the last state in the country to lift restrictions on brewery sales. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.